Yerushalmi, Trim Reis Kvas Moing to Bavli Chulin, Daf Pei. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Pei from Adalef at the second Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua Aimeh. Rabbi Yeshua Aimeh, Te'enim Shechoyroith, Malis Esa Levonoith, Valevonoith Malis Esa Shechoyroith, Igule Dveila Hagadolim, Malis Akatanim, Akatanim Malis Akadolim, Haigulim Malis Malabnim, Vamalabnim Malin Esa Igulim. Rabbi Yeshua says that black figs are now white figs and vice versa, large round fig cakes are now small ones and vice versa, round ones are now square ones, and vice versa. Rabbi Lezer, Oise Rabbi Lezer, though, prohibits. Rabbi Akiva, Oime, Rabbi Yodua, Manofla, Hein Malas Zu Ezu, or Kusheinu Yodua, Manofla, Hein Malas Zu Ezu. Rabbi Akiva says, if it's known what cell, they can't annul each other. If it's not known, they can annul each other. Ketzad, Chamishim, Te'inim, Shechoyroys, V'chamishim, Levonois, Nofla, Shechoyra, Shechoyroys, Asurois, Levonois, Mutorois, Nofla, Levona, Levonois, Asurois, Ushechoyroys, Mutorais, Ukshani Idea, Im Nofla Malizu Ezu, Rabazu, Rablezer Machmir, Rabashua, Makel. How is this? If there was a mixture of 50 black figs and 50 white figs, and a black fig fell into it, all of the black figs are prohibited and the white ones are permitted. If a white fig fell in, all of the whites are prohibited and the blacks are permitted. When it's unknown, all of the 100 figs combine to annul the fig that fell in. If in this case Rablezer was stringent and Rabashua was lenient. Ubazu, it should say. Rabbi Lezer Mekel, Rabbi Yeshua Machmir, Bedoyres, Litrik Siris, Alpi, Hakad, Ve'ini Yodea, Ezehi. And in the following case, Rabbi Lezer is lenient and Rabbi Yeshua stringent. If a person pressed a litre of dried trimmer figs onto the mouth of a jug that contains 100 chulim figs, and there were many more jugs that also contain 100 chulim figs, and he doesn't know to which jug he pressed the dried trimmer figs, Rabbi Lezer Aimer, Royin Oysen, says, we view all of the dried figs as if they are detached from the jug and are mixed together, and the lower ones annul the upper ones. Rabbi Shua says, it does not annul unless there are 100 jugs. The Gemara says, Rabbi Ifi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tama, Rebleza, Te'inim, Shechoyroith, Tenofla, Seicha Levonois, Oichas Levonois, Valevonois, Malus, Shechoyroith. The Gemara says that Issi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that Rabbi Lezer's reasoning is that when the black figs fell into the white ones, since he may eat the white ones, how can the white ones join to annul the black ones? Am Rabbi Lezer, Kachai Rabbi Lezer, Meshiv Esi Yeshua, Ba'alavonois, Malas Esa Shechoyois. Rabbi Lezer says that this was in fact Rabbi Lezer's response to Rabbi Yeshua, how can the white ones join to annul the black ones if he's able to eat the white ones? Milsa Amar Biyadur, Ma'anofla, Ma'alazu Ezu. From the response of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua must say that even if the color of the fig that fell was known, the figs of the other color combine to annul it. Kahana Amar Eimalas. Kahana says no. Rabbi Yeshua agrees that in that case, the other color does not combine to annul it. Adate de Kahana, Ma Ben Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva. According to Kahana, over which case do Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva disagree? B'shayada v'shochach. Adaita Rabbi Yeshua, Malet Amale, Aldaita Rabbi Akiva, Einamale. The Gemara answers, when he knew its color and later forgot it, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's annulled, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not annulled. Shimon, Baba, Vishem, Rabbi Yochanan, Vishenofla, Shreua, Achas, Lasech Shtayim, Shechayus, it should say, Kadesh, Shetivatel, Bereiv. Shimon, Baba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that the white ones annul only when one black fig fell into two black figs, as well as the white ones, so that it's annulled in a majority. Rabbi Zeira bar Koimi Rabbi Mana, Lemistavra Basich Sholosh Shim Shetale Achas Mehen Yu Sham Shtaim. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Mana that logically, wouldn't it need to fall into three black ones, so that after one is taken and given to the Kohen, there are two to be a majority against the Truma? Amalei Va'if Anna Savakain, Rabbi Mana says, yes, I agree. Bapadaya Oma Teichen Umate Rafal Gav, the Bapadaya Oma in Belela. Lila el Eliyain, Veshemin Volvad, Moidehu Hocha, Shehen Nivlolith. Padia said that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the white ones combine when he grinds them all down, which is permitted since Truma nowadays is a rabbinic obligation. And even though Padia said that only liquids such as wine and oil fully mix but not solids, he agrees here that the figs do mix. Milas Hoin Drabonon Pliga. The following Amoraim disagree with Rabbi Shimon ben Abba's earlier teaching. Kahana, Shal, Lishmul, Lamistava, Bahadein, Meduma, Detanin, and Hocha, Sheruba, Truma. Kahana asked Shmul that the Mishnah in Masechet Chala teaches that if a mixture became forbidden through Truma falling into it, it's exempt from Chala. Surely this should only apply when the majority of the mixture was Truma, otherwise it would be annulled on a Torah level and would be obligated in Chala. Amleva Anna Savakain, Ela Tisalik, Laodi Sol, Acharla, Kadsalak, Shama, Hadadama, Rabbi Yosi, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Vafilu, Sa, Shenofla, Sich, Tishim, Batesha, Chulin. Shmuel says, I agree, but when you go to Eretz Yisrael, ask the sages over there. When he went there, he heard the statement of Yossi quoting of Yochanan that even if the Tzar of Truma fell into 99 Tzar of Chulin, it's exempt from Chala. Amar b'yabo, kach meshiv Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish at Rabbi Yochanan, v'ois Tzar, he poteres as hakol. Rabbi Yabo said that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, how could it be that a Tzar of Truma would exempt the 99 of Chulin if on a Torah level it's annulled in the majority? V'chi igul be'igulin, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, since the Mishnah taught that small fig cakes can annul large ones, it's certain that the one that was truma came into his hand, so that the others are permitted. Rather, since truma now is rabbinic, they were lenient to allow it to annul in such a case. Here also, since challah is rabbinic nowadays, the rabbinic truma mixture should exempt it from challah. And if Rabbi Yochanan would reason that Rabbi Yeshua permits the small cakes and the large cakes only if there are two small ones to make a majority, why didn't Rabbi Shimon Lakish respond that the Mishnah of fig cakes has annulment because of the majority, which is not the case for the Tzar of Truma? Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yossi Travin, Bishem Rabbi Zeira, Afilu, Chitin, Bechitin, Teichlan, Umate. Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yossi quoting Rabbi Zeira says not only for fig cakes, where the obligation is only of rabbinic, but even for different colored wheats, where its obligation is theoretically from the Torah, they allowed grinding to permit them. Ha'ilafon of esim te'inim v'nafla achas v'teichon v'avda achas mehen. If there were 20 figs and a fig of truma fell and was lost inside them, and then one of the 21 was lost, Rav Shimon Lakish oimer seikan batel b'roi. Rav Shimon Lakish says that the truma is annulled in the majority rather than requiring 101, since one of them was lost and it could have been the truma. Rav Yochan amar kulan nasu hechiyach. Rav Yochan says that all of them became prohibited when it fell and they cannot be permitted. Moidu Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Toram mehen al Mokim Acher, or Shiribim Mokim Acher, Alehem, Shesfekam, Batu Barev. Rabbi Yochanan agrees that if after the Truma fell in, he separated Truma from the mixture for elsewhere, we assume that he took from the Chulin. Alternatively, if he added another 80 figs, they all combined to null the Truma in 101. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Yehoshia, Ha'ilafon of Mea, V'chamishim, Chavioth, V'nispatru, Mea, Mutoroth, V'chamishim, Asuroth, V'ashah, L'kashispatru, Mutoroth. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, quoting Rabbi Yehoshua, said that if a barrel of truma fell into a collection of 150 closed chulin barrels, their importance prevents the truma barrel from becoming annulled. If 100 of the barrels were opened, the 100 barrels become permitted and the other 50 remain prohibited. They only become permitted when they are also opened. Rabbi Zeira says that we've only been discussing when they were opened, but ideally it is prohibited to open them. Rabbi Zeira b'shem v'padaya truma oiseres Bevadaya, Bemeya, Vesveika, Vechamishim. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Padaya, said that definite truma prohibits until 100 chulin, and doubtful truma prohibits until 50. Hashishim, loy, shivim, loy. Gemara asks, well, according to that, if it fell into more than 50, it should be permitted, but Rabbi Yochanan said earlier that they all become prohibited. At Chamishim, Sficha, Roiv, Mekam Be'elech, Eina, Sficha, Roiv. The answer is until 50, a majority may be added until there is 100, but if it fell into more than 50, and one of them was lost, the truma is immediately annulled. Amr Bichuna, Kenem Asnisen, Egule, Devela, Hagadoilim, Manas Akatanim, Bemishkal, Bakatanim, Manas Hagadoilim, Beminion. Rav Chuna said that when the Mishnah taught that large fig cakes annul small ones, it means that if there were 50 small ones and 25 large ones, each of which was double the weight of a small one, since there is a total weight of 100 compared to the one small truma cake, it's annulled, and the small ones can annul the large ones with number. If one large truma cake fell into 50 large ones and 50 small ones, since there was a total of 100 compared to the truma, it's annulled.